Genug vom täglichen Grind? Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
And pump this mic up for me. That can't hear me at all. Can you guys hear me out there at all? No, turn it up a little bit up there in the sound booth. It took a while for the lights. It'll take a while for the sound. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SBA Theater. Am I correct about that? Which state? No? What's it called? SBA. What's that stand for? School of Visual Arts Theater here somewhere in New York City. A very rare special. Harmontown is now in session. Please welcome, emerging gently from his chrysalis like a magnificent butterfly, the mayor of Harmontown, the star of HarmonQuest, Mr. Dan Harmon!
There's gonna be some changes. Okay, all right. That's
now
fine.
We can get the lights back up now.
Everyone's a critic.
Right.
Literally, tonight, everyone's a critic.
Am I loud enough? I don't feel loud.
I mean.
You don't feel loud either.
No, and what the truth is,
we're
normally.
Being in a small, intimate space doing this where you.
We're used to more monitor too, but I will say, when we were watching all the very funny content, the level's very low. It's like you should blast the people with the funny stuff. Are they okay? Someone's sarcastically turning it up now. There it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. We got it. That's where it should have been. That cartoon was amazing. The cyanide thing.
Very funny.
That's intimidatingly funny. Is anyone pulled off a cartoon sketch show? Robot Chicken. All right. Different venue. That's why I do that. A competitor. All right. We don't have anything to talk about, so let's keep it moving.
We have one thing to talk about. When you walked across this inch and a half piece of plywood, it bowed like a fiddle.
Why would that be there?
I don't know. That's
insane. I don't want to talk about it.
I was almost certain that was the end of my career, because if without you, I'm nobody.
I would be honored to die that way. But angry.
But you said that beneath it is a pit full of dead Bengal tigers. You'd land gently on a bunch of soft Bengal tigers down there.
Well, yeah, but like even a dead Bengal tiger. Have you ever stepped on a dead bee? That's the
that's
the only bee I've ever been stung by. I stepped on a dead bee on a beach. We'll talk about it later.
How did you know it was dead when you stepped on it? Oh, you saw a dead bee?
Well, because it didn't hurt as much as I had dreaded a bee sting would ever hurt. So I was like, that must have been just a dead bee. And I went back and the bee was dead. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like, fuck you. And like, I already died and then you stepped on me and I gave you what I could. And I was like, it felt like a little piece of glass. And he's like, noted. And he died. I lived my life serving an insectoid hive mind. And by the way, the final joke's going to be on you. So did you. And I was like, whoa, bee, don't. Like I'm a sentient primate. I'm gonna live for 70 years, and he's like, figure it out.
All right. Yeah, this is the first time we've done a Harmontown since I went away for 2.5 weeks, and while I was away, divorce.
Yeah, but the bee was a big deal. I'll never forget that.
I think you're using the bee to deflect from your real emotions right now, Dan.
No. All right, let me look at my notes.
See, now you're using your phone. It's very classic Carmen.
Well, we only have so much time. We have to give them a Reader's Digest version of our normally fast-paced show. Let's bring up Spencer Crittenden, the game master.
Hell yeah!
Just so that he's here when we...
Oh, I want that music to be louder! There we go. We're getting there now.
Does this work?
Yeah, hey. Spencer.
This is a mismatch here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fall down.
All right. Chair?
Well, at least we got the mic stand.
This is a school of visual arts.
That's fine. All right.
It's the golden age of TV. The money's gone, but actually, the content
there,
is...
There's so many visual organic arts. For the front row, it's perfect perspective. You look like you're sitting down on a table right there for the front row.
Okay. Is this going to work?
No, it's not going to... No.
Okay, well, all right, let's start with... We have to speed through my shit. Let's do a segment called... Do you have music cues?
Kind of. I'm doing it off my phone.
All right, well... Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a segment called Divorce Advice Corner.
Divorce Advice Corner. Hold up one second. Divorce Advice Corner. All right.
Yo, divorce advice, when you need it, it must be nice to give it, to see it, to receive it, to give it. Yo, you gotta live it.
Rapping while making a drink.
No, I'm just a professional.
The multitasking rapper.
Yo, multitasking rapper. I got an app called Slack for my team collaborations. There's a channel for each collaboration. I fucked your mama all across the nation. What happened?
Are we all gonna die in here tonight? This is where we all die.
Wait, did you already?
That was. Yeah. You're good, man. This is a pretty good show so far. This is a lot better than the last few.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not as good as that animated.
It's like a Swiss watch.
But they had time to finish that, and we're just.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. My divorce advice corner is about, please don't give me advice about my divorce. I most people, I was actually uplifted. Like my wife and I, we got married. We decided not to be married anymore. So there's like two categories of people where you go like, you let people know and it's like weird. It always feels shameful. You feel like you spilled like just jelly, like or something, anything. Like, well, so why do I... Anything. Nothing should be spilt, let alone like a lifetime together and 11 months after you threw a big party and said, I love God and her father, and I swear to, this one's for keeps. And then you're like, forget it. It feels shameful. It feels terrible. It's like joining the Boy Scouts and getting like one yellow bead and then just being like, yeah, but I like computers.
Do Boy Scouts get beads?
What?
Beads?
Yeah, just don't get excited. They're just regular beads.
Why?
No, you wear them. You don't put them in your butt, Spencer. This guy loves beads in his butt.
Well, all right. I mean, sure, doesn't everybody? But I mean, Boy Scouts do. I don't think they get beads.
Well, they did in the 80s.
Oh, okay, whatever.
What do you think now? They get like solar panels,
like Monster energy drinks or something.
They probably do get like a Pepsi. Yeah, they probably get like a TV and a scholarship to. What am I talking about? All right. So I'm just saying like so most people you go like you broach the subject tenderly and you go. I don't know when to tell you this, but and most people are like, it's kind of it's nice because you're already in a shameful place, and like most people, they'll say, oh, I'm on my third, like did you have kids? And you go no, and they go, whew, dodged a bullet. But they or they'll just go like, yeah, it happens. And then there's that like 1% of people that are like, well, did you try to make it work? And most of those people they know you the least, and it's like just strangers that like don't. It's like, obviously you're talking about yourself. Obviously, did you try? No, I didn't. I thought, you know, we got married, and then we thought, you know what would be fun, and pleasurable, and inexpensive, and easy, and the path of least resistance, and let's just do it without thinking about it. Let's get divorced. Like, we didn't think about it. Thank you so much. You asshole. You terrible, terrible person. Why is it that when married people hear that you're getting a divorce, some of them, not all of you, but they all feel like they're allowed to tell you that you made the wrong decision. But if divorced people tell married people the same thing, even though the divorce rate is like 80%, so there's way more of us. But if you tell, if someone says, I decided to get married, and you say, I don't know about that, you're called a dick. So what are the rules that are applying? And it's always the same thing. It's like, oh, marriage is hard. Marriage takes work. So it's combat rules. It's like, if you're a veteran, you're allowed to talk about 9/11 more. Like, you're allowed to... Like, if you do, if you're, even if you're a reservist, even in any capacity, if you've ever worn a uniform, like, you're more of a hero, which is true. Like, you've volunteered yourself for, like, hard ass, like life risking work. And so anybody that ever says, like, I don't know if I should vote this time, Duke, and then Duke from G.I. Joe is like, hey, now, knowing is half the battle. And you're like, okay, fuck, shit. I can't argue with you. Just won't invite you next Christmas. But it's like, so if the rules apply to the same rules apply to combat as to marriage, why are you married? Because it's not a fight, and you should just get divorced.
Just like combat rules.
Well, no. In combat, if you're like, this is hard, and you leave, that's called losing a war, which can have global repercussions. In marriage, if you're like, this is hard, we should leave, that's a victory. That's one of the two most beautiful things a couple can do in addition to getting married. Because it takes just as much bravery and just as much respect for the other person and just as much, like, I cried just as much. Like, it's like, it's a beautiful thing, and most of us do it. We get married, and then we get divorced.
Will you get married again, do you think?
Oh, yeah, like, three more times. No, my penis is a third nipple at this point, and I'm happy now.
Just, some people like that.
I no, well, yeah, I mean, Evan Shapiro maybe, but it begs the question: what is sex, and what is just an overall deal?
I'm into gals, but I want to make out with Evan Shapiro's hair. His hair is really good. You like his hair?
Yeah, I noticed it. Well, people are starting to mention it. It's becoming famous hair.
It's good hair.
I feel like it's by his design that it's becoming
yes, of
famous.
Of course. No, he puts. I don't think there's a lot of work into it, but I think it's he's got something special going on.
All right. Next segment.
I'm saying he didn't have to go into creating TV special video demand platform thingies. He could have just been a hair model.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he doesn't. He probably doesn't have to do anything. I'm
that
sure
means
he was
must
born
be really
rich,
good
right?
at doing TV if he's right.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, okay. Well, I'm racist. I wanted to bring that up. Yo, I'm racist. Okay. I really am. It's official now because...
I've never doubted that for a minute.
Well, okay, I did, and now I'm like...
Well,
really...
like you said earlier today, you obsess about race, but what's the difference? At some point...
Right.
You can cross a Rubicon of obsession about race.
And I crossed it today because I was like... I was sitting at the hotel bar, and there's pictures on the wall of like famous people that I either stayed in the hotel or whatever, but it's like black and white photos. And so it's like, it all has like this 60s vibe. And there's a guy laying in bed. And I was like looking at the camera. And like, he's like, I just assume it's just a wall of famous people. And I'm from LA. And so I'm just like, oh, it's just pictures of famous people that from the 60s that stayed here. And I was like, am I racist or is that Morgan Freeman? And you're like, no, that's Jimi Hendrix. And I'm racist.
I like that's that you it. Think that Morgan Freeman stayed at that hotel in the 60s.
I love it. Well, I'm in my mind, like, also that Morgan
Freeman... He was a full-grown adult. I mean, he might have been. Maybe he probably was. Yeah.
I don't know.
How old is Morgan Freeman?
Old enough.
Yeah. Old enough. Yeah. He could, but that hotel wouldn't have been a boutique hotel back then. It would have been a flop.
Yeah. Speaking of racism, that hotel is like...
Also, the picture of all those paintings, if I can draw it out for you, there was what he thought was Morgan Freeman surrounded by David Bowie, Mick Jagger,
Frank
Sinatra, Chet Baker, like, and a young Morgan Freeman. Like,
to be fair, a lot of those pictures I thought were Julian Assange and like a friend of mine from high school. It's like, I don't know. I go by like hats and eyebrows. I'm happy to admit I'm racist. Not happy. I'm sad. But I also don't want to fight. You
but
know?
You're not like you're not a bigot. You're not. You don't believe that one race is better than the other, or some are worse than other.
I don't even think that's a tenable form of racism anymore. That's self-defeating racism. A true racist would simply hang back and notice race. And so I guess I'm one of them. I didn't want to be. I don't want to be. I hate I wish I could rip this white skin off my skeleton and throw it in the race garbage. And God will ensure that that happens. But in the meantime, I'm a holdover. I'm a strange, like, skeleton, like, in your museum. I'm like, race noticer. That's it.
I feel like your hang-up about race is also that you hang-up about, like men, women, me, you, the stranger, the friend. Like, it's all about other, you know? It's about, like it's like you're not xenophobic is the word, maybe, but, like, it's like it's like strangers, like, you have a reaction to, and anybody, to the extent that they're different from you, especially visually, like, look at the look he's giving me right now.
No, I'm Liam.
But, like it's, like, you have a reaction because you feel like it reflects on you in some way. Like, you take an Asian guy walking into the room personally, not because you think that he's bad.
Well, they're usually there to kill me. at my behest, I hired them to train me.
Yes.
Pink Panther, thank you, Evan Shapiro, probably. I'm assuming that was Evan. He's a curator. Everyone else is like, Dateline, TMZ. He confirmed it. He's racist. This will get buried on page 6 for sure. What do I got to do to get on the front page? What were we talking about?
Divorce.
Oh. So there's a lot of Germans in the hotel.
Uh-oh. Where we're staying. Here we go. Here we go.
So I don't know if this is going to be a satisfying story.
You're saying that there's a large German contingent, like, dwelling in our hotel right now, or
Well, it's just like I don't know if it's like a ski team or something. Something's happening at the hotel. Like, I just noticed a lot of.
Could be a convention of bankers. It could be all sorts of things.
Who cares? I'm just saying, like I'm walking around and I'm seeing a lot of, like, blonde people, and I'm hearing, like, shugum fugum shugum shugum shugum
shugum shugum shugum shugum shugum now, baby, you're putting
And so I came out of my hotel, and I got to the elevator, and there was a couple, and they were waiting for the elevator too. But they hadn't pushed the button, and I know that's a German stereotype that they just thought that the elevator should heed their call. I don't know. That's not. I'm sure Germans are sick of that stereotype. But I pushed it for them, and then it. But while they were having this very hushed conversation, he's like, and I'm like, okay, they're German. I think they could be anything. There's 800 countries. Who cares about any of them? Unless you're going to bomb one, and then it's like, well, what do they have? But they get into the elevator, but he waits for her to get in, and then he waits for me to get in. So I'm like, all right, like some weird German emasculation technique, and I kind of step in.
Oh, because he's letting you on.
Well, he let his wife or partner or sister, I don't know, I'm not assuming anything, but he let her on. By the way, according to what is it?
Don't say Himmler.
No, the elevator. You would be surprised at what is actually etiquette for elevator.
The old school etiquette, like back in the early days when elevators were a new thing, it's supposed to be that you let the men go on first in case it's going to fail. That they will be the ones that die.
Because etiquette hasn't been, like, actually updated since elevators were dangerous. So it's actually, if you want to go by actual, like, books that have been published on the topic, the actual etiquette is that a man is supposed to take the plunge and get onto this disastrous new laser transporter and plummet to his death.
I don't like the one where, what's the one where the guy is supposed to walk closer to the curb than the woman? And they're like, some people say it's because,
you know, if it's uphill, and then because in case his brake goes out, then he'll just, like, drift into.
No, that's parking. That's parking. Yeah, you got to turn the woman into the.
You have to turn the woman toward the curb, like her back. But everyone always turns her front toward the curb. That's your woman is gonna, like, slide into the street. That's like, and there could be a car chase if you're in San Francisco.
Steve McQueen's coming to get
you. Yeah, the French Connection is going to happen, and you just lost a woman. So good luck getting insured.
Like, I didn't know this. I was like, I don't know, 18, 17, and I was walking down the road, and I was, it had been raining out, so I was walking on the inside of, like, she got mad at me for standing on the outside because that makes her look like a prostitute, right? Because you're supposed to walk on the inside. Oh, no, the opposite way around. I don't know. There's puddles, there's prostitutes. I never figured it out.
Yeah. Look for Jeff's children's book. It's puddles and prostitutes. And you open each page, and then you have the kid like go, and he's supposed to guess. Is it a puddle or a prostitute?
If you're a pimp.
I'm collected from the heavens. Puddle. No, prostitute. World's oldest profession. I'm content with the lowest places. Puddle. anyways, so I got in the elevator, and then it's just very quiet. I don't know if they were having a thing, like it was terse, or if that's just German regular stuff. Like.
Did they seem to be family or?
They were
or
well. It's my perception, but I'm American, so my perception is that God should be on your money and everybody should go fuck themselves. My perception is fucking retarded. Oh shit! God damn it! my perception is that word. My sister's retarded, and she just moved in with a woman and who used to be a man. So fuck all of you. High road it. All right. Get out, get out. Pull up.
This show brought to you by Bud Light.
It was terse in the elevator, and I wasn't sure. I don't know, because it's a stereotype of the German people. I don't know. But they were quiet. But we ride down in silence, and he's wearing like a ski jacket, and she stared forward, and he was sort of like 45 degree angle, and I'm staring forward too, and I'm at the door, and it goes boom, 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 boom. Lobby opens up, and there's a pause, and then she steps out, and then I'm just waiting because now this thing happened up there, and then I look over at him, and he's facing, and he goes like this. He goes, please. And I fucked off. Like, it was like Hans Gruber. He just gritted his teeth and closed his eyes. Please.
Give me 3 seconds away from her.
No. I no wonder they didn't laugh. They all thought some weird thing. No, I'm saying the guy was like, please get the fuck off the elevator.
Oh,
was it? Not a good story then, I guess. No, it doesn't matter.
I was in the same elevator today going up to my hotel room at the same hotel, and there was a family of French people, and they were clearly mother, father, and child. And I think there were two, like, you know, teenage children. And they're all, like, kind of giggling and laughing in French, which I only know a few words of. And they were kind of laughing, and then I came in and hit my button, but it didn't work because you had to put the card back in. So the wife kept putting the card in, and I kept hitting the button, but then somebody would come in and can I stop the elevator? And we had to keep doing it. And so I kind of made a joke before I knew they were all French. I hadn't heard any French. So now we're going up, and the guy goes, Louis, non, c'est bidigo, son, son, c'est lui, dit bon, pas. Which it ends with not. Pa means not.
Right.
Yeah. So then they all kind of giggled, and I kind of gave him a smile. Then they went quiet for a while, and then he made another joke, and they all kind of sheepishly giggled. I looked back around, and I was like, eh. I get it all the time, or whatever, because now they're talking about me. And it happens 3 times. I get off the elevator, and I go, bonsoir. And they're like, oi!
Whoa! He knows! He knows everything we said. We were throwing him what we thought was cryptic French shade. Look at this guy. He's wearing the jacket. He's wearing the shoes. He's wearing the socks. He's wearing the jacket. Not. And everyone's like, no, I think bread is breakfast. And yet we're thin. I don't know why. Well, because the bread isn't made by Tyson Foods, a big sponsor of CISO. they figured out how to make making bread inhumane. Tyson. There's just big factories full of bread. Like, you thought yeast was beyond mistreatment, but you should see the videos, YouTube it. It's just guys, like, stabbing with toothpicks, just like, hey, yeast! And they're just, like, hitting the yeast, and the yeast is like, ow, ow! Like, they've found more things about yeast's capacity for intelligence just from the abuse.
They found out that yeast consume more sugars and give off more carbon dioxide if they're living in a state of terror.
Yeah. Yes, and it's more delicious. Have you ever had a great cookie? That yeast died scared. So complain all you want, but that flavor is pain.
But
I guess fuck Christmas, if you know. I don't know. Like just think about it for a little bit. You're New Yorkers. You probably aren't familiar with complication or dichotomy. This probably isn't like a new thing, but there was a country station playing on the thing. So do we have any country western singers in here?
Here been in a country band? Country music?
Yeah, it's not a big city for that, I guess. But it's I'm just parsing this, because I've never really paid attention. So the idea is, I listened to three country songs in a row. So the idea is, so you love outlaws because you have to, but also the Bible because you have to, and chicken and beer because you have to, and then just freedom. But the freedom is the most important thing. The freedom to like the Bible and outlaws? Like what is the part? I don't understand. Like what the I like all my fans are outlaws and the outlaw style is here. We like to go shopping at Kmart and like I'm not the first person to point this out, but it's like how could they be so? That's terrible. Like they I feel bad for them. They're like, I'm an outlaw, but I like the Bible.
Yeah. And the Constitution, Second Amendment.
But I like bad nutrition, and I do too, but I don't consider that outlaw behavior. I consider that actually the moments when I'm most capitulating.
How would you align yourself, more of an outlaw or more of a guy?
I'm just like a pig at a trough. And I'm like proud of it. And I'm like, this is good. Like CISO, suey. I just it's delicious. Like, who made corn for me? I love being a pig. Like, I never go, plus I'm an outlaw. Because I would feel dumb if I did that. I think that would be dumb. Like, I don't think an outlaw should even be talking into a microphone. Like to an outlaw, he'd be like, why is this amplifying my voice? I'm an outlaw. I use lack of law to amplify my intent. I know that like microphones are for politics. They're for guys with big giant mustaches with grease in them, like the people that put up telephone poles. I'm an outlaw. I love not being in the law. But I love the Bible. Like the Bible. Like I love the Bible. Like the Bible is like all law. Like it's like the like it's more laws than even just our laws.
Well, but it's a,
like it's more laws. There's laws in the Bible that aren't even laws.
The new
like, it's like extra laws. Like you remember the kid that was like loved math in school and he's like, I'm gonna spend the summer doing math stuff. That's what the Bible is. It's like extra law. But it's like laws that don't even make sense.
But
it's
the protagonist of the New Testament is an outlaw. He's wanted by the popos.
Yeah, but then there's a whole Bible about him. Like, they added him to the Bible because he did that. Is that what they're hoping? There's going to be a third testament with Waylon Jennings in it? Like, it's like... But they're like, this is how you do it. I'm an outlaw. How come no one's crucifying me yet? I want a Bible about me. About how I went shopping and fucked those Shiites. I want a Bible about me. Well, you're going to have to learn more chords. First of all, by my definition, you have to learn more chords.
Yeah. Maybe the dance moves could use a little punch up.
How are we doing on time? Have I filled a half hour? My goal is to fill a half hour.
I think we're quite close, actually, to going on to the second segment of our cavalcade of stars tonight.
Okay, two more fun anecdotes about my personal life, which is very uneventful. I got into the elevator another time. This is what I do when I come to New York.
This show is a rich tapestry of ideas.
And my room is, I'm not even going to change the numbers. If you want to come kill me, just come kill me. Because I wouldn't know how to riff a palindromic number like this. My room is 611, but I got the thing and it's upside down. I thought I was in room 119. So I'm like, wait, one? I've never been. So it's New York. I bet the one is like up because it's New York because everything's vertical. Like you go to Walgreens and it's like vitamins are 30 miles in the sky. So I was like, I got in the elevator and then there's two women in there and I was just like, oh, I don't know. There's no one button. And then like it opened on four and there was just some kid with like a luggage rack, and I said, "Hey, how do you get to one?" And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "What is 119? I don't know where to go." And I held up the thing, and he's like, "I think that's 611." And I turned it upside down, and I was like, "Ah!" And the doors closed, and I turned to the ladies, having been raised on television and movies, and I said, "I don't get out much." So, like, if you don't get out much, the one thing that you might be adept at is number reading. That's the one thing you can practice without getting out much. I just thought that was funny. I don't get out much. Yeah, you don't get out so much that you use the line, "I don't get out much," and you think that that's just going to, like, make sense, and it doesn't. They're French.
Did they laugh?
Like, "Oh, oh, 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 oh." And the other one was like, "Shoka, saka, fuma, shuma, fuma." And the other one was like, "I surrender." And I was like, "I'll step in, but it's going to cost you $70 trillion. It's part of a 50-year plan. Don't worry. We'll be done by 99. Okay, I'm racist, divorce, Germans, country, brundlefly, whatever.
Okay, but, I want a brundlefly.
Oh, there was a guy. I was driving with the car driver. What do you call them? Drivers. You don't have to. You never have to specify the vehicle. I didn't come here in a truck. He was driving. He was driving like this, like a little tiny steering wheel, holding a phone. It was silence, and it was just driving, and then he's like driving for a while, and I was just on this huge New York high, because by the way, the last six visits to New York, I'm like, wait a minute, New York's gimmick is that everyone's friendly, it was like an 80s thing that was like, everyone's so rude, and they have so much to do, they don't have time to be polite. No, it's the city where they all live together, so they're, like, all much more socially adept than everyone that comes here, and you're always, like, leaving here going, like, wow, that was really nice. Everyone's, like, really friendly and has, like, character, and even the mean people are mean but with an eye patch, and, like, everyone's got a gimmick. Like, they live on top of each other. They're, like, they can't afford to have, like, issues. I mean, they can have issues, but they're, like, color form issues. It's like, I'm going to take these issues, and they're good people. They're fun, and they're nice, and I'm going to collect them all. But I was on this big New York high, and then I got into the car, and then the guy's driving, and it was like kind of silent, and I was exhausted with New York love. I was like, I'm so tired of talking about how much I love New York, and then, so I was just quiet, and then the driver went, because I was quiet, he's like, "You know," and I wrote it down, so I'm reading it, "I was driving this producer one time, Todd Black, and he said, 'You know, I don't know how it is you do what you do.'" Silence. And I was like, well, now I hate New York. And I know how you do what you do. You press the gas pedal and the light turns green. And I mean, I know the traffic's bad, but don't suck your own dick about it. Like, that's crazy. You're not a hero. He would have been if Todd Black met him on a day when he didn't do that. And then Todd Black was like, "You're great. I don't know how you do what you do." And he's like, "I'm going to remember that." And then I got in the car and he's like, "You know what Todd Black said to me?" And I'm like, well, now he shouldn't have. You know?
I'm not sure I know what his angle was or your angle is on this one. Is he saying, "Oh, you're like all those producers. You're condescending. I don't know how you do what you do."
No, it was like there was silence and he was like, "This is that moment when someone congenializes with me." And it's not happening. So he was like, "You know, it's funny you should ask. I am kind of a hero." And I'm like, I was about to maybe come around to saying that after I caught my breath from buying a jacket. And now you're an enemy and I hate your whole city. Hate everyone in it. Yeah.
Should we quest?
All right, so we're going to create a division here. That was just for press release. That was just for TMZ and BuzzFeed, and now we're gonna give you a sneak preview of our Harmon Quest content, right?
We're doing the live portion of what would later on be animated.
Right. We're gonna play a fantasy role playing game with celebrity guests.
Well, Ethan Fixell and David Duke, come on stage, please.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why aren't the... No, God damn it! Don't step on the fucking... Although it's been tested for eight U's.
We have another mic?
Yeah, I think we're down a mic. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Cool.
All right, Dave and Ethan.
Yeah.
It's Dave and Ethan, everybody.
Hi.
Stop it.
Come here,
Mom. Come on, Mom.
You guys all know which one's Dave. Point at him.
The hot
the
one.
The sweater.
Yeah.
It's the hot one.
And you know which one's Ethan. It's the checkered shirt one.
That's me.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, we're on.
Okay.
I tried to sit, but I didn't know if it was allowed to sit or
not.
No,
no, no.
So I don't sit until
okay.
he sits.
No, take a load off. It's been a hard
okay.
night.
No, no, no. Like, maybe
okay.
Feel for it.
Oh, okay.
Straight line. No, no, not toward me. No.
Okay, all right.
If you like to.
I'll just go fuck myself. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. We're good.
Okay, so we're going to play a half hour.
Okay.
Of,
yeah.
Like, do we, just to make sure, do we have a half hour?
Yeah, we've gone very long already, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Oh, have
what time do we need to bugger off into the night? Because people want to get up and go, like, pee and drink at some point, I imagine.
Don't convince them of that.
No? Nobody does? You would stay... Oh, yeah, they are. I know. They all have TV shows.
I mean, use your voice. If you have information for us, let
Is
us
anybody,
know.
We got 10?
We got 10 minutes.
Let's play a lightning round of
really?
Requests. Dave and Ethan have never...
Great job.
My knowledge, you guys are not... D&D or role-playing aficionados, right?
No, not on a stage.
Okay, good. This is perfect, because some of the people that were on our show had not ever played it before. Spencer will lead us off with one of Spencer's fantastic intros.
Well, no, you won't. I don't know why you think that.
This we won't?
Yeah, this is a standalone story. It's like a microcosm of what we're going to bring to you. But what we're going to bring to you with Harmon Quest is actually, it's been written by me in terms of, like, you know, the D&D story. And I had all this time to prepare. But this is like a 10-minute, attempt at recapturing that magic without any of the expertise or prep work.
So we're set up for success here, awesome. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
Is
yeah.
A slam dunk.
Going to be the best.
Spencer, do you want Spencer music for the...
Is there anybody here that needs anything to be undercut in any way?
I just want to set everyone's expectations.
No,
I'm we record for
you,
an hour.
We've all done it. That's all.
We record for an hour, and we cut it down to 20 minutes. Here, you're going to see us play only 10 minutes. So figure it out. Yes.
Okay. He takes it seriously is the point.
My job.
You saw that documentary about the guy that dreams of sushi and then makes a really high maintenance meal for you.
Yeah.
And it costs $700 and the whole time you're sitting there going, I hope I don't eat this wrong. It's artisanal.
I should charge $700 for this. That's insane. Is that really what you pay for sushi?
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys are fucking idiots.
I'm sure it's...
All right, so
now we get sheets.
Just go top to bottom.
We have 8 minutes left of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm. I mean, yeah, that's it'll be great.
Okay.
$7.50.
We'll get a chance to start.
Ooh, nice.
Then we'll go party.
Oh my gosh!
All right,
great.
I'm just gonna start. Okay, Dan, you're playing a character named Fondue. Jeff, you're playing a character named Bone Weevil.
I can do it.
Bone Weevil.
Fondue and Bone Weevil, you're at the Earthscar Ale House, the local tavern around these parts. It's a dreary place for the lost souls that wander through town, enjoying the strong brews and dark corners. You're sat at the bar.
Hey, Fondue.
Whoa.
I'm really drunk. I'm really drunk right now.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you mean? Do you know me?
I wasn't talking to you.
You know me.
I didn't say that out loud.
Huh? Dude.
All right.
I mean, we don't know each other well, but we come to the same bar all the time. We speak, but you're always in a blackout drunk. You're a giant. What are you, a half orc or something?
Yeah.
Yep. Look, I'm just a little goblin. I'm just only a little, probably, what, 3 feet?
But your conversation is interrupted by the arrival of two gentlemen.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
You see two brothers with matching facial tattoos. Actually, Hello. They're not brothers. They're clearly of different races. One's a half orc and one's an elf.
Oh.
Hearken. Is that, do we say that?
Yeah, say hearken.
Hark, hello.
Hearken, hello.
We are seeking the crown of the Rat King, which might be found in the tomb of the Rat King.
For I am Divorcius.
And I am, it's for the bestius.
Wow.
Yes.
Guys, I pull them aside and I go. do you know where the Rat King tomb be?
I have heard that it is in the tomb of the Rat King.
I
that's what I heard. That's what Joe Schmageggy told me.
I use my knowledge of nature or the local area to do I know where the rat tomb is, Spencer?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody knows that the tomb of the Rat King is in the forest outside of town.
I say we put our drinks down and get the hell over there. And what are we looking for again in the thing? We're trying to find...
The crown.
The crown.
Of the Rat King.
And when we get there, we're going to split the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay. No, it's good to say these things. It's like a divorce. You want to get this stuff set out before you get into it.
Right.
It's like a prenup for an adventure.
Right.
Okay. Well, then normally there'd be more of a refusal of the call, which would result in immersiveness. But this is more like a porno. So let's
just quick.
My sink's clogged. Let's fuck.
No. Yeah,
all right.
Fondue. Refuse the call.
I don't know if I should do it. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. He reads my eyes.
I have a wagon outside with a couple mules. You guys want to get in my wagon?
How many wheels does this wagon have?
It's a two-wheeled wagon. It's not a great wagon. It's the horses are the front wheels, basically.
We're not used to those.
You have horse-wheeled wagons?
No, the horses work as front wheels. So the two wheels just fall over, but the horses hold it up.
Is there a safety harness on this wagon to ensure that
otherwise the things would fall off.
I say we get in it for the money shot. Let's go. Let's do it.
We shall go for the shot of money.
I have a few more questions about the safety features of this wagon.
Should
we collide with a tree? Well,
you already refused the call back in the bar. You don't get to refuse the wagon.
All right, I'll get in the wagon.
Right. Yeah, mules.
Wow.
Right, pretty smooth, doesn't it?
Yes.
Pretty smooth. Two-wheeled affair.
How do you reach you're so smart. How do you reach the...
The horses do all the reach.
Oh, that's right.
I just take a little whip and hit their butts.
Can we hit a tree to taste the harness? Or to test it and taste it. I'd like to taste the harness.
My brother
has a tasty harness.
Soon you find yourselves outside of the Rat King's tomb.
Oh, shit.
You're standing in front of a massive slab of obsidian in the forest outside of town. This black monolith seems to absorb all light, and a gray stone door sits in the center with golden script scrawled all over it. There's also a doorknob.
I don't think we should have left that bar.
What you drove?
I'm refusing the call in front of the thing.
Okay, you can't do that the whole adventure. That's just like an Eli Roth movie. It's just people going, don't do it, don't do it. My eyeball. Anyways, guys, what do you think? You're the ones who are here.
I go examine the golden script to see if it's a language I know.
It's in Dwarven.
I speak Dwarven. I read the thing.
Oh.
It says, touch the door with your left hand and then just turn the knob and push.
I know a trap when I see one, fellas. Do I have trap sense?
Yeah.
We don't know what you're talking about, because all that happened to you internally. I'm a stickler. That's entertainment.
I have perception. Can I check to see if this is a trap?
Oh, yeah. Let me see here. Oh,
yeah. Am I going to get a dice roll?
Oh, yeah. You just got
it. Oh, yes.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. I'm so excited.
Examining the door, it seems to be highly magical, but not trapped.
That's good.
All right.
Oh.
Somebody go put their left hand on it and turn it.
I shall put my left hand. I will not use my stunning fist, but I can if I want to, just letting everyone know.
You have a stunning fist?
Yeah. He talks about him a lot.
Can I see it?
Yes. It will be featured in room 611 later.
Wow. I'll bring the magical lube.
Yep. It is stunning.
Oh, permission to open door with my left arm.
Doing those things, you open the door easily.
Ooh.
It swings open, revealing a staircase headed downwards.
Oh.
Hey, you there, town boys. What be your interest in this rat crown? We've heard many legends. I've never seen your like in the tavern. Fancy talk. Game of Thrones talking.
Yes. On my face, do you notice the rat?
Yeah.
I told that rat one day that I would find his crown.
Nice.
But in the meantime, I would tattoo him to my face.
Oh, those are rat tattoos on your face.
Yes, wow, that is correct.
I was there, and so I was in the background tattooing myself, too.
Yeah, he's my bestie.
And
yes.
You met a rat that died, and you quest to get his crown back. Right?
Yes.
It doesn't exactly send a signal to the rats, don't fuck with these people. You kind of ended up worshiping them.
Yes, I'm a big rat worshiper.
You fed the trolls, as they say on Twitter.
I indeed I did.
You should take time every once in a while to tell non-rats, thank you, I liked my show too. Do a ratio of 3 to 10, that way when they say,
I know you only respond to haters, so right. I guess you won't see this.
Then you can tell that person, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
I respond positively all the time, you little fuck.
Okay. Halt. Right. We know not what you speak of.
At all. No, not at all.
I saw angels in a different world where stakes were lower, but anxiety was higher.
Yes.
So we're inside the tomb right now, Spencer?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. It's just the staircase, though.
Oh. I elect you to proceed first.
Okay, I'm little and agile, and I have dark. Is it lit? Dark? What is it?
Out of the corner of your eyes, Fondue, you can see as Bone Weevil heads down the stairs. The brothers, they seem to be drawing their weapons as if in ambush.
Stop, Bone Weevil! Don't! These guys! Whoa!
Ah, you believe the rat story? I see.
No!
Yes.
I go back up the stairs.
You damn it!
I only went down a few. I'm little. I only went down like 3 stairs. I'm back up.
I have acrobatics. Can I chase him down?
I think he went up though.
Okay.
I went up. Okay. I go back down to meet everybody.
I guess I misheard.
No. Actually, I go down one step so I keep a height advantage to level the playing field, and I draw my rapier.
I'm sorry. Ooh. What was that?
My sword.
Oh.
It's spelled rapier, but it's a sword.
It's not that kind of crowd that's been established.
I apologize. I shall put my stunning fist away.
I think they like stunning fists.
No, they like that.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. It's
okay.
Like you're Kevin James. You're at home jerking off. That's fine.
Totally. Yeah.
You guys are in some sort of standoff situation.
Drop your weapons. I draw my bastard sword.
All right.
Ooh.
Now everyone has drawn their
weapons. Not everybody has to die here today. In fact, nobody has to.
I offer a tree token.
It's a strange ambush tactic.
Yes. Oh.
I say to Fondue, don't fall for the tree token thing.
I'm falling for it and being intrigued by it are 2 different things.
Yes. I too am intrigued.
You gonna take my tree token?
Tell me more.
Well, you take my tree token, and now that you've gotten us in here, you just walk away and let us have this rat treasure for ourselves.
I continue up the staircase while they're having this conversation.
It's a downward staircase.
Okay, then that's what I thought first. I'm going back down the staircase now. I think I want to get to this crown before they do, and then I'll have the leverage.
Suppose I took your token and used it to once a month buy unlimited access.
What?
To all previous adventures.
What sorts of adventures speak of?
Yeah, everything but Mr. Show.
I guess.
I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I guess because it's HBO.
Almost comprehensive.
Yeah, and not Community because that's Sony.
Yeah,
everything that NBC has ever owned.
Right.
NBC, Nathaniel Balfavar.
Kermadjibuddin,
yes. Yes, obviously, Nathaniel. Great.
Check it. I don't know.
While they do industry talk, I examine the bottom of the staircase.
Oh man.
Oh.
You just see a circular room. Its walls are peppered in fist-sized holes. You can hear the chittering of of mice and rats.
Oh.
For I have fists that stun.
What?
These holes, which are shaped fist-sized.
Do you've been here and punched here? Is that like me in Wisconsin? Like you're... What are you saying?
For the sake of this, I run back up the stairs and go, guys, there's fist-sized holes down here. You have a stunning fist.
Right.
Oh. I thought you were... Okay.
I was Game of Thrones-ing it.
Oh.
Terribly. I will punch every hole.
And I will go on the other side of the holes if there's a door that leads me to that area. And I won't know who's punching through those holes. Because it won't matter. And that'll make it hotter. And glory be to us.
Yes.
In this world of holes. I'm just trying anything I can.
It all is wonderful. By the way, did I tell you about my vow of poverty?
I'm going to turn to the dwarf over here.
I'm a goblin,
the
asshole.
The goblin, and say, while they're dealing with this crap, let's get this crown. We shall form an alliance.
Well, but don't we have to? I think we probably have to put a fist in these, like, these.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry about my dumb joke.
He fisted the holes.
I was Yankovic-ing. Right. Punch the holes.
Well, let's see. What happens, Spencer?
You get bitten by rats.
Oh! I was here for you, rats!
That's what happens when you draw swords on people on stairs.
So he tries every hole and doesn't work? Just rats are in there?
I mean, they appear to be mouse holes.
Oh, they're mouse holes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not for stunning fists. They're just for mice.
No.
Is there anything else in the room?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, let me see here. You see what looks like a stunningly beautiful woman.
You've already fisted those holes, but I can now use my burning hands on the woman.
Ah. I blush. I'm going to go like, sorry about these guys. I just met him in a bar. It's like,
all right.
Happy hour.
He's using burning hands on the woman.
Yeah.
You spread your hands and shoot fire all over the room.
What? Wow.
It swirls around and consumes many rats that are lying around on the ground.
But not the woman, I hope.
You realize that woman was never there. It was just, you just were so bad at looking around that you thought you saw something.
Again!
Always.
Like usual, women. Yes.
Now, watch this. I look around.
All right, well, you see a very obvious door. Not a woman at all.
A door that is here on demand.
What?
That you can watch open anytime you want. Am I trying too hard to integrate?
Does the door open instantly so that you can be entertained by
the
door?
It's curated. There's the door, like, you can do whatever you want, but by default, the door is already flapping open and shut.
Right.
When you approach it.
Is this door constructed of materials across the pond as well?
Yeah, mostly, because that's the cheapest. Like,
yes.
It's the not red dwarf.
I go up to the door, Spencer. I go up to the door.
It's a door.
I open the door.
All right.
And I turn back before I open the door. I turn back and go, hey, remember the time you guys all thought you saw a lady and you tried to burn her first off?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking.
I remember before that when you started to murder us? Like, didn't they draw the...
Yes. Right. But we made friends.
It's kind of a delicate detente going on right now.
What do we see inside this new place?
Oh, man, you see a hexagonal room. Metal coins litter the floor, as do rats who don't seem bothered by your presence.
Oh, they're nice rats.
The walls have crude carvings of rats, as well as crude carvings of a crowned man wielding a club, as well as crude carvings of a man sitting on a throne of rats. In the far wall, you see a rotting wooden throne, and in it, a skeleton wearing a golden crown.
Thanks, Obama. I don't know. Just trying. Just trying.
We have like 1.5 minutes left.
That's why. Why do you think I was? That was a
bring
closer.
The girl back.
No, she's gone.
So those three different rune thingies are in the way of the guy in the crown and the throne.
I'm sorry. What?
There was a thing with a guy with the sitting.
There's
the
carvings on the wall.
Carvings on the wall.
There's a skeleton with a throne.
No, it's
crown
you
on it.
Sit on the throne. It's a pictograph. It's instructions. There's a guy and there's rats and then the guy sits in the. Is there a throne?
There's a The throne is real.
And the guy has a staff, right?
No.
What?
No. Just shut up. Don't shut up. I didn't mean that. I sit on the throne.
There's a skeleton sitting in the throne.
Well, I
and it's wearing a gold crown.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
take the crown.
I'm just gonna, yeah.
Take the crown.
Take the crown. It's for the
hold
best.
It, hold it. That crown.
What?
Everything else is yours. The crown is One-Eyed Willie's.
You're gonna give us all the rats?
And you get the crown? Were you doing Goonies?
Yeah, I wanted to create a dividing line in the audience between everyone over 40 and everyone under 20.
You succeed.
Sadly, we're ending that on a Goonies reference!
Well, we'll find out what happens.
Ethan Fixell, David Duke.
You won't, though.
Spencer Crittenden. Come on, Spencer, everybody.
Thank you again, Evan Shapiro. Everybody at CISO for having us here. Thank you, New York TV Festival. Thank you, School of Visual Arts. I'm Jeff Davis. Your mayor, Dan Harmon, everybody.
You're welcome.
Spencer Clinton, your game master. I think we thanked everybody, right? CISO and Jeff, thank everybody. He didn't thank Natalie and John and Rupert, all of whom have cancer. They don't know it, but I talked to their doctor tonight. $4 a month is low. If you're going to do it, do
no
it.
No more rapping.
Oh, it's free for now.
No more rapping.
You're going to see it? And then pow, money, price pop.
Everybody get the hell out of here.
Oh, shit, Amy Poehler, hell. All the comedy, all the time. CISO's going to fuck it with a slice of lime. I'm going to fuck your mama in a hat. Fuck your daddy. How about that? $4 a month. Yo, what's less than CBS? Yo, $6 a month for Big Bang Theory? What the fuck? Yo, what did they ever do? I fucked your mama in her butt and a shoe. CISO is the place to be. Yo. 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 Yo.